Welcome back to a snowy blizzard day. We've got some good news from Health Canada. They've authorized the use of Pfizer's antiviral treatment called Paxlovid. I don't know what that means. We'll find out a second. And China is floating a kooky theory, crazy theory, that COVID came to Beijing by a package from Canada. There was an article in the South China Morning Post that the health director in Beijing are blaming Canada, really. Science or pure propaganda? To talk about snow, to talk about Paxlovid, and to talk about the propaganda slash science, we'll find out. Dr. Isaac Bogosh, Mythbuster, is here, infectious disease physician at Toronto General Hospital. Hey, you're in Toronto. The kids are supposed to be back at school. They're not, obviously. They're on a snow day like my kids. What's the story snow-wise there? How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, there's a lot of snow. I'm going to get blasted for this, but, like, why is this newsworthy? Like, we're in Canada in the winter. It's going to snow. We know that. I don't understand why people get sugar when it snows. Like,
I'm with you. Coming. But there's a lot of snow. Like, give us a break, tough guy. Let me ask you, do you shovel your own driveway or do you have a paid plow?
No, I shovel like everyone else.
I have a paid plow.
And there's a lot of it. So, you're right. It is a big deal, but... like, it's just snow.
Shoveled. Okay. Well, yeah, you're Toronto. You shovel. I got to tell you that I lost the old shovel, the Golden Shovel Award, when I, a number of years ago, decided to hire someone to plow my driveway here in Ottawa.
Ooh,
I know.
La-dee-da.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it. I was done. I was throwing my back out. It was too long. Like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That? Yeah, no, right. Listen, I'm not proud of it, but I'm just saying I do it.
Okay. I'm not, like, you know how the rest of Canada made fun of Toronto in 1999?
Oh, I do know.
They
called
in the army. I'm from Calgary. Like, that's what we were all laughing at in 1999. And, you know, there's lots of parts of the country that get a ton of snow. And, you know, I get it. Like, this is a big snowfall. I'm looking out, you know, there was about a foot and change this morning. Like, that's a lot of shoveling. That's a lot of work. But, like, we know how to drive in the winter. We know how to dress for the winter. We know how to shovel. Let's just get it done.
Let me ask you, did you can be totally candid. It's just you and I and every single listener across the country here. Did your respect for me plummet when I just admitted unashamefully that I'm now a plow guy?
No, you do what you got to do.
Thank you.
That's what I'll say publicly.
What? Okay. Listen, I felt I could not go on radio and not admit that in the midst of this, you know, I've become a walkway guy. It's just to my great shame. What's the deal with Pfizer's COVID-19 antiviral treatment? Before you get there, let me just play a quick clip of the Health Canada's chief medical advisor, Dr. Supriya Sharma, making the announcement this morning so our listeners can figure out what we're talking about.
The authorization today provides a new tool in the toolkit against COVID-19 at a crucial time in the pandemic as we're faced with new variants. Importantly, it is a more accessible antiviral treatment for those at high risk of progression to severe COVID-19.
So what's the deal with this? Is the pill. Now, apparently you've got to take twice daily, so within 5 days. For how long? Like, how many pills are there?
It's a five-day course of treatment. You got to start it as soon as possible and within 5 days. It's a big deal. If this works as well as the company says it's going to work, this will really help save lives. If you can get this into the hands or the mouths of people who would benefit from it in a timely manner, it will save their lives.
And like if you're feeling sick, you get the Paxlovid, that the oral, the pills.
Here's what has to happen. Number one, you've got to have timely access to healthcare, right? Once your symptoms start, the clock is ticking. You've got to have a rapid turnaround of a test, PCR or rapid test, and you've got to start the medication as soon as you possibly can. So that means you got to think about what are the barriers to healthcare, which there are many, and how can you reduce that so you can timely start this medication. One other thing that's also important, we don't have any peer-reviewed data on this, okay? We're going by press release data. Listen, if what the company says is true, this is going to be great, but remember Merck's pill was molnupiravir. They were saying, it's going to reduce the risk of hospitalization and death by 50%. It's actually about 30% based on their updated data. So it's just something we have to acknowledge. We don't have peer-reviewed data. We don't have tremendous data transparency. These numbers might change with time. If the drug works as well as they say it's going to work, this will do really well. This, we can put this to good use. So
how many pills do you have to take? Like, I'd heard originally it was like 15 pills originally.
Well, you've got, it's actually not one drug. It's actually two drugs that you take at the same time, twice a day for 5 days. So it's not the end of the world. People take like antibiotics multiple times a day, or lots of pills. Or
but how many pills? Like is it 3 pills a day kind of thing?
Three. No. I think it's more than that. It might be 2 or 3 pills twice a day.
Wow, that's a lot of pills. Okay, but you think this could
keep you out of the hospital? Yeah, keep you out of the hospital, keep you from dying.
But is this? But what if you've got the three vax? If you're triple vax, you don't need this, right?
So this is a good point, right? This is for people with risk factors for severe illness. People who are on the older end of the spectrum, people with underlying medical conditions, people in long-term care, right? Like this is for people with risk factors. So unvaccinated people for sure, but probably an older unvaccinated individual. It's got to be worked out. I don't think it's fair to say that we have all the details worked
right.
out. The federal government had some general guidelines that, you know, it passed the smell test. Those are individuals or areas that have greater risk of severe outcome. They also in rural areas as well, indigenous communities and rural
yeah,
areas.
Yeah,
that
cool.
was very wise. Less timely access to care and hospital care. I think that was very wise to include those in the high priority area.
Yeah, and I hope the unvaxxed who won't take a shot, take a pill. I wouldn't know what the difference is from their point of view, but who knows? Okay, let's break a myth. Apparently, the deputy director of the Beijing Center for Disease Prevention and Control says that maybe the capital of China got COVID from a letter mailed from a Canadian on January 7th, and that's patient zero in Beijing. Total BS, crap propaganda, or maybe a modicum of reality?
Let's put this in the garbage end of the spectrum. Okay, a couple of things. Number one, majority of COVID is transmitted through the air between people in close proximity. Can COVID be on surfaces? Sure. Can you theoretically touch a surface and then touch your eyes, nose, or mouth and get COVID? Sure, but that wouldn't be a significant mode of transmission. You even have details. This package was in the mail from, what is it, the 7th to the 11th? Like, there's 5 days? Like, there's no way COVID was on this package for 5 days and caused a case on the other side of the world. Like, that's pretty improbable.
The idea that COVID has originated in a city in China around the world, and now China's saying, oh, no one from that city brought it to Beijing. It came from a 5-day-old
right.
package, and they're actually talking about it. I'm telling you, if that doesn't spell, I'm no scientist and epidemiologist, but my world is politics, and that is pure propaganda to me.
Yeah. Do you remember South Park, Blame Canada, that song?
Yeah.
I feel like this is more of the same. Just blame Canada. Like, give me a break. This is pretty ridiculous. A few months or years ago, it was 2020. There was also, is this importing COVID on frozen seafood to China? And like, even then we were like, that's not really how you cause outbreaks of COVID. So it's happened before. And again, I mean, we always have to be careful. We always want to be driven by data, but this would be a very improbable event.
So we throw that propaganda into the garbage, as you say. Okay, the snow shoveling macho snowman epidemiologist Paxlovid myth busting man himself. But by the way, Dr. Bogosh, on the other side of the break, we probably have one of the best stories. You know that Cassandra DeMaria, the 30-year-old woman from York who was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, and then her surgery was bumped. Well, she came on the show last week. And her surgery was postponed, and now she's just got it booked. Thank God. At what world is stage 4 colon cancer, quote, non-essential cert, crazy? Anyway.
Like, that's so awful. Well, I hope she's okay.
She's coming on in about 2 minutes. Dr. Bogosh, take care of the kids. Enjoy the snow. Thanks for myth-busting that BS. You're the best, brother. Thanks, man.
Take care. Have a good one.
You too.